This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
All right, we're back. See what we got here. The connect next morning and each Dono at 1 o'clock. Woohoo. All right. Drone Spy says Tua mentally, he has the mindset to be a superstar for sure. I would agree. Man of 1,005 holds says LOL, Bill drives O insane. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Andre V says, Big O talks something about the presence on the field of Marino yesterday when he sees Tua about to enter the field. Yeah, no, I got to tell you something. I think Danny is the happiest guy alive right now about Tua, believe it or not. Yeah, because I think Dan is as much a fan as all of us. He cares about this team. He cares about that logo. He's one of us. He's watched everybody suffer. He's probably suffered. He's probably tired of dealing with crappy quarterbacks and guys that when he walks in the building, he goes, oh, this guy's a jag. This guy can't get it done. I know what it looks like. That's not the dude. And I bet you that he's feeling what a lot of us are feeling, that, wow, finally they got a guy. And even Dan, to this point now, has got to be tired about Marino. Really. It's got to be a little tiresome for him, a little embarrassing, because he loves the franchise so much, he wants them to have a next quarterback. Dan's not sitting there going, oh, I don't want anybody to break my records. I don't want anybody to be thought of like I am. And all. That's not who he is, bro. Marino is so secure on who he is that he doesn't have to worry about any of that. So I would tell you that I think Dan Marino is as happy as any of you out there for Tua, I would say. Rosendo says, good late afternoon, everybody. I did my civic duty today by voting early. What a great feeling to live in a country where the true meaning of a republic takes shape. Good for you, sir. Big O, I watch in the evening anyway. I pop in my lunch break normally, then rewatch the show at night. Thank you, Dennis. That is very nice of you. John says, are sponsor shows over with? Are your YouTube shows going to always be there now? No. John, it's two separate things. What I'm doing with Onside is obviously the priority now, but we will keep this show alive. We will keep going to our sponsors and all of that as long as they'll have us, and hopefully we can add more. But there's an adjustment period right now. That's all, folks. I'm not trying to eliminate this show at all, actually. I want this show also to continue to grow like it has, especially with the viewership, the listeners and all of that. So no, not at all. It's just, I got a lot on my plate right now and I got a lot of things that I got to balance. So that's all it is. It's just, you got to give me some time to figure all of this out and figure out a proper schedule where my show is like what I've done now in the last week here, where it's been at different times and all that, and it hasn't been as consistent, and it hasn't been as long too, because I'm not doing three-hour shows anymore. Well, not I am going to do them, but I just haven't done them because I haven't had a lot of time, to be honest. Today, I don't have time either again to do a three-hour show. You know, I think I'm probably going to do about 2 hours. Have I done 2 hours already? No, right? What have I done so far? Because I know you got another segment in there.
If I had to venture a guess, you're somewhere in the hour 30, hour 40.
There you go.
But let me confirm. Give me 2 minutes.
That's all right. Appreciate it. Thanks for clearing that up. I was wondering the same thing. Awesome. Love to hear Big O in the late afternoons. I am glad you are continuing YouTube because I have super chat money burning a hole in my pocket. We need to clone Big O so he can take a break. Let's see. Ian says, I was missing all my fellow Finns fans. Rouse in the house says, I know it's all new. Just wondering where to go to meet up with you guys. And yeah, you know, we're going to have more places to go to now because we are going to be doing stuff with Onside. And we're building a sales staff also here, a really good sales staff, because we're not going to succeed if we don't have great talent, if we don't have great producers, and if we don't have great salespeople. We already have the great owner. Okay, now we got to kind of meet Jorge Mas's standards, you know, because you watch this stadium and he built this thing in 8 months. I don't know if we're going to have that kind of luck here on Onside Radio. this is pretty amazing to build this thing in 8 months. Okay. I mean, just, it's sick actually to think that they built this thing in 8 months, you know? So yes, I appreciate all of you out there. Just gotta hang in there with me, and we will do our best to post as many shows as possible every day, if possible. But, you know, and I got to do, you know, I got to take care of my voice. It was getting burnt out a little bit there from the cold. Big O, you're going to bring back the legend callers on your shows like Cutler Ridge Laz. Listen, the lines are going to be open over there at 888-441-4623. We're going to take your calls. I know QAM and 790 don't. I know those companies are run. Those radio stations are run in Chicago, not here. They barely have any shows left. They don't connect at all to the community. You know why? Because most of the people running it aren't really from our community. You know, that's the difference. That's where I separated myself from these folks. I said, you know what? I'm going to get people that connect, people that, you know, actually are from this community. That way we can actually give you the coverage that you need, and we're going to connect with you like I do here. I connect with all of you out there, you know, chatting, emails, texts, tweets, all of that. To me, it's extremely important. Whereas in terrestrial radio, they don't want you on the air. They don't want to take your phone calls. So now they have settled to just your texts, and they barely read any of them. It's funny how a radio station wants you to support them, wants you to listen to them, wants you to support their sponsors, but yet they don't want anything to do with you. It's like, wait a minute, hold on a second. How does that make any sense? You know what I'm saying? And one of the things I love about this is that our station's here at this stadium, and next year, hopefully, pray that we're back to normal again and crowds are here. I can't wait to do our shows out there where the crowds are at. Any of you out there that went to Dolphin Stadium when I was doing my Dolphins pregame show, socialize with everybody. How do you not socialize with people that, like, support you, man? It's the weirdest thing. It's like terrestrial radio thought it was a good idea to just say, screw the fans. But we want you to listen. We want you to make sure if you have a meter, you're listening to us, or if you fill a log, but, you know, whatever it is that they do to, you know, figure out the ratings. No, we want you to do all the stuff for us, but we're not going to do squat for you. It's really weird, man. It's twisted. So, wasn't Jorge Mas the same guy who wanted to buy the Marlins? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Loria chose to sell to Jeter instead of Mas. Okay? So, and I got to tell you, as a soccer fan, I'm so glad, because I've been tied to all the local soccer teams here for 20-plus years. I've been going to soccer games since I was a kid. And I experienced the whole Fusion thing, and it was heartbreaking when we lost the Fusion. And I knew we lost the Fusion only because we had just terrible ownership. And I knew the MLS could work here and be a monster, but you have to have the right person running it, finally. So I'm kind of glad that he didn't get baseball and he got the MLS. I got to tell you, you know, I love baseball, but I think the MLS is the future in this country. I really do. I think the MLS is going to smoke baseball in 10 years. They'll be past baseball. Young people are going to soccer, man. Soccer and basketball are the ones that are going to grow like crazy. Basketball is the second international sport, okay? Second most popular sport worldwide is basketball. So our immigrants that are coming to our country already know the sport. They got to learn football. if they don't come from a South American country, Central American country, or the Caribbean, they got to learn baseball too. They got to learn football, American football. Now, there are people overseas. Obviously, it's become a more popular sport, but it's nothing like basketball. There are basketball leagues all over the world. There are no football leagues all over the world. Hell, the CFL just shut down, didn't it? And it's crazy. So that's why I tell you that soccer is growing, because our immigrants move here. They already come from soccer countries, because every country in the world except ours is a soccer country. And then you see basketball grow the way it's grown. Those are the two sports that young people will gravitate to most over the next 20 to 25 years. Football will be big. It'll lose a little bit because of CTE, but basketball and especially soccer are going to explode in this country. I mean, they're going to have 30 teams next year, and they're averaging more in attendance than the NBA and the NHL per game. It's the writing is on the wall. People have been telling you for a while. It's arrived. And the league gets better and better every single year. It's funny stuff. So, yes. Dougie Fresh chiming in with a little super chat. Oh, can we start a GoFundMe for a glass booth in the studio for Bill, like Robin on Howard Stern? If not, how about one of those salad bar shields? All right, we can go for that. Salad bar shields is funny. That's some good stuff there. I like that.
You know, that is something I think that is disappearing and we will never see again.
What?
Oh, salad bars.
Yeah.
With all this, any buffets maybe even?
Oh, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're all gone in Vegas.
They got to be, right?
Yeah, they're all gone.
To be safe.
Yeah, no, all that stuff now is gone, dude.
By the boards. Dude, once upon a time.
You can't serve your own drinks in Burger
fast
King,
food places.
McDonald's.
You can't go up and...
No, they closed those.
Oh, so you know what? They closed did them. That. They did that to cut employees. They don't need somebody over there doing the drinks.
No, they did that because that's a possible way of spreading COVID.
No, but what I'm saying is the reason that they let us do it, they could cut their employees.
Yes.
You know, that's what
yes.
it was about. It was a yes. cost-effectiveness
yes.
thing.
Yes, of course. Of course.
So they're kind of pissed off about, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But it's a super spreader.
Going to have two guys standing there just
it's like,
making cokes for these people.
It's like Mrs. Mullen at Florida. It's a super spreader.
You want to know something I was looking at, Owen, because you threw out the stats for Shaheen. 51,
yes.
You know, and obviously coming from the Bears and stuff. And I know that guy never really did anything with us and where we drafted him and coming out of a small school. Okay, in 2017, he played 13 games. He had 127 yards for the year. In 18, six games, had 48 yards. And his last year, eight games, 74 yards. And that one game, 51 yards,
right.
Like he almost touched his yearly total.
Right.
For
right.
17 and 18.
Yeah. I mean, it just
– And you know
sometimes
what? My point is
– Maybe that's the only game the kid ever plays that's well. But the funny part is there are moments where people find a place and they belong and they can thrive.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And maybe that's what it is with him.
Development of – we were unable to do anything with this guy that we
right.
thought a lot of.
Right.
And the Dolphins have been able to turn it into something in, what, five, six games? With no off season on top of it.
Right. Yeah. No, I keep saying it. Dolphins got a good coaching staff, man. Keep saying it. They got a good coaching staff. They got a good team. They're headed in the right direction.
You know what it is, man? The right hand never knew what the left hand was doing, you know, and everything was
yep. caught.
How does this connect with that? Like, was there any thought process? Dude, there is not one thing that doesn't connect to the next, to the next, to the, everything. It's for a reason.
Yep. John says, just put Bill in a bubble. Super Boomcheck says, all the buffets are shut down. That's right. Just like that concert where everybody was in a bubble, even the performers. Bill in the plastic bubble. There we go. The Flaming Lips concert. Yep. Although I am told, I am told, I'm not going to tell you exactly because I don't want to give away all the information, but I am told concerts are coming back to certain places, and that don't be surprised if locally you see a pod concert somewhere here. Okay, I'm not going to tell you the venue because then the person that gave me the info, I would not be nice to give out that info, but I can give the info that we may have some concerts in November, I think, or December that they're trying to get at a certain place where they can put pods. And for those of you that don't know, it's like a little fence. It's like a square fence, and then there's four chairs. And you buy, if it's only two of you, you're going to buy the whole pod. So you buy four seats. Now, if you want to go invite two more friends with you, great, and you can enjoy it. But if you want to go only two, you're going to end up buying the pod. So it's pods that hold, four or six, or something like that. And then they're spread out, and they're separated by at least 6 feet each one. So that way you've got your social distancing going on. You're only within your own area, and your people are with you. They will have restrooms, and they will have, you know, drinks and all that to serve. But again, and it'll be social distancing for the lines and all that kind of stuff. But I'm hearing that that's what's in the works, and a couple jam bands that are in the works for that. Not like Dave Matthews, okay? But they are thinking of some. It isn't Fish or Dave Matthews, but I'm told they're jam bands. Because I go, like Dave Matthews? And they were like, no. And I'm like, damn, okay. Like Fish? No. Damn, okay. So I don't know. Maybe there are, you know, I don't know if it's.
That was a personal, because you still haven't. We're both, neither one of us have seen Fish, correct?
No, I have not. I've never seen Fish, but that, I would have gone then.
I can remember.
A pod concert? I would have. You know what the hell? I haven't been to a concert in a while. Go see Fish, mask up, double mask up. What the hell?
The last time involved with anything Fish, they had a concert on the West Coast or something out there. Whatever it was, and I was going to Fort Myers back.
What, the JetBlue Park or whatever?
Whatever it was, I was coming back or going to Fort Myers. The crowd.
Oh, yeah. They're hardcore, bro. Hardcore.
I crap you not. It felt like back in the days going out to the Sportatorium and being on Flamingo.
Sure.
Okay?
Makes sense.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Sure. Makes sense. They're hardcore there, man. Fish fans are hardcore big time. My sex life is stuck in a bubble. Okay? I mean, that's not a bad thing. Are you stuck with the person inside a bubble?
I was just going to say, are you solo in that bubble?
Yeah, if you're solo in the bubble, it's a problem.
Have our condolences.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when I was a kid, I was always just praying that they would lock me up with Genie in the bottle. That's kind of what it was, you know. I don't mind. It's all right. Lock me up in the bottle, and I'm good.
Yeah, it was just you and the other half of American kids.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Barbara Eden was gorgeous, bro. Man, she was gorgeous. Wow. Super Boom says they are doing pod shows here in Orlando with local bands. Oh, there you go. I would drive up Super Boom Shack if it was actually like a big band. I'll drive up. Why not? Oh, has your overall wins for the Finns changed from the beginning of the season? No, I'm going to stay 8-8. You don't get to change. Okay? When you're right, you're right. And you're wrong, you're wrong. And last year, I was way off. Last year was this. And they went like this. So, you know, you gotta go with the – you can't – you. There's no fence straddling on this show, bro. Okay? When we're right, we're right. We're wrong, we're wrong. So we'll see if I'm – I hope I'm wrong. It's a good thing to be wrong in this case, right?
Last year you were off by only 5 games.
So there you go, 13 okay. This year.
And I still – every time you – I'm so looking forward to this, that. And it was like, how many wins? And you said 0. And I'm like, what in the hell are you so happy about wanting to watch
development?
No wins. And we ended up having 5. I know.
Love development.
Talking about being wrong, you know something.
That's why I like going to the East-West.
Right.
And the Senior Bowl and seeing all the players and all that. And these are guys that you don't even know if they can make an impact or not. But I love the process of watching a football team being built. I think it's one of the coolest things that if you know what the hell you're doing and how to construct, and the challenge of doing it in the cap is amazing.
Talk about being wrong. Yesterday, the Browns, my prediction.
Oh, God, they failed me badly.
You know what?
Every time I believe in the Browns,
thank you.
They screw you.
Look, that's exactly why I brought it up. You know what? Since that year, 3 years ago, I guess it was, the last game of the season, they're playing Pittsburgh. And if they win, they're in the playoffs, remember? Yep. And we were all, you know what? We could see it. We could this. Dude, we've done this up and down roller coaster of believe, and they disprove you. What are we on, number five or six in the last 3 years, right? So you know what?
And that caller Sunday had said, no, they're going to be the same old Browns.
Yeah, you were right.
I was saying, you know, the Dolphins aren't the same old Dolphins, and these Browns aren't the same old Browns. Well, the Dolphins aren't the same old Dolphins, but, yeah, it looks like the Browns
There's something there. Oh, I was thinking about it.
They are.
The Brown fans, and that team has talent on it, and the Brown fans deserve a decent team, bro.
No, they deserve a Super Bowl, bro.
They deserve. Well, I'm just.
Jim Brown.
Bro, but I'm just talking about a decent team.
I got you.
Something
got you.
Respectable, as hardcore as those fans are, they deserve. And that team totally lets them down so many times. And that isn't from a lack of talent. There is talent on that team.
Great fan base.
Yeah.
Great fan base.
And I think that kind of is the reason that, like, the six or seven times we've been proven wrong in the last 3 years, thinking is hoping for the fans to have something.
Yeah.
And you know what, bro? If I ever say, oh, the Browns, blah, please stop me, cut off my mic, chop off my tongue, man.
Yeah.
Because this is ridiculous. I'm done with them.
Super Boom says, I dislike jam bands, but not seeing a concert since March would make me happy to see a jam band. That's my point. That's how I was just talking with Bill about that a couple of weeks ago. It's like, I'm in a concert, man. If I could go to a pod concert, I'm not going and packing myself with a bunch of people. I'm not doing that. But if I have social distancing, you're fine, dude. This is not that – it's not that desperate that you can't – you know, as long as you keep your distance and you mask up and all that. I mean, by now, even if you dislike it, aren't you already used to wearing a mask? Like, I'm kind of used to it already. Michael Jackson was, like, way ahead of us. Remember that? He would walk around with that thing, that veil, right? Like, Mike was way ahead of his time.
Do you remember he was sleeping in special packaging?
Yeah.
And is that the next step for us, bro? Is that what you're...
Yeah, in a hyperbaric chamber.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I don't know about that, but damn, dude. MJ was ahead of everybody with that mask stuff. He's like, he was wearing masks like 20 years ago, telling everybody, hey, COVID's coming. Wear a mask.
Can you imagine being somebody like Howie Mandel right now with what's going on with COVID-19 and his paranoia?
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine people like that?
Yeah. Where they I don't think he leaves his bathroom. Bryce stays in the bathroom. Somebody's asking me who scored for the Chiefs. I'm doing a radio show. I have no idea. Anyway, we could put the game on here, actually. What a slacker I am. Oh, somebody's saying Kelsey. There you go. There you go. I know I don't have him on my fantasy team.
That's
man,
a massive surprise.
I
got to
tell you,
Kelsey.
Alexa V, man, my team sucks. I joined Alexa V's league, and I can't. I think I've won one game. I think I'm 1-5 now. I think I have 3 players tonight. I'm down by like 8, but he has Mahomes. So, like, I don't even feel I have a shot, even with 3 players.
What are your 3 players, though?
I have
because I'm up by 2 points. He's got Allen, but tonight I've got Hopkins and Zeke going. I feel pretty good.
I don't feel good at all. I can tell you who
you've
I
got
have.
3 guys versus his one.
Yeah, but
you
it's
don't
Mahomes.
Feel...
It's not just a guy.
Dude,
it's Mahomes. He's already got 6 points.
Okay.
My 3 guys haven't played. They all play tonight. I have Zeke Elliott. I have Chase Edmonds, and I have Greg Zuerlein. So
Zuerlein, you got to figure 8 or whatever. Zeke, a solid 20 minimum.
Yep, and Chase Edmonds has been playing really – he's getting more touches now than Kenyon Drake in Arizona. And he's the better receiver than Kenyon Drake out of the backfield.
So this yards – look, yards per from the scrimmage line, 80 yards, 8 points?
Yeah.
Throwing a touchdown?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it all depends. If Pat Mahomes goes out there and throws 50 touchdowns, you know, it's – now, he is playing Buffalo, so that's a pretty good defense. Maybe they can – you know, limit him to, like, only 40 points?
Well, bro, especially their secondary. Buffalo's secondary is the strength of that defense,
correct?
Yeah,
no, it's a good defense, period. That's a good game. 7-3 right now, Kansas City is what I'm seeing there at this moment in that game. So just in case if any of you out there care. But, Alexa, I just want to apologize that my team sucks. And so it's kind of embarrassing. It's been really, really bad, I got to tell you. Is this the Krusty Krab says, I miss Kenyon Drake. I don't know yet. I got to see a lot more. He's kind of losing ground now to Chase Edmonds. So I don't know. Not sure, you know. Let's see. What else do we have here? I finally used Aaron Rodgers yesterday. What a mistake.
Who do you have that you just started using Aaron Rodgers, right?
I don't know.
It's got to be Pat, correct? I mean,
no, because he's not off. So you don't. Oh, because he played the Bills.
You see what I'm saying? Like, this is the first week he started. Rodgers, who have you been benching Rodgers for? You got to have a monster, correct?
Yeah. No. Yeah. He must. Leon. Oh,
let me make a suggestion to that team. Trade one of your quarterbacks.
Hey, just to get it out again, and this is the last time I'm going to say it because I'm not going to repeat it over and over again. You know, you guys know I don't repeat things on this show. It's a podcast. We say it. We move on. But I get for anything that's onside radio, we're going to do. Leon Fresco's asking me, Big O, why is the onside radio handle suspended on Twitter? I opened all the accounts a couple of months ago. Okay. I think in early September. So it was almost 2 months ago. And I opened it on Reddit, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. And we didn't do anything with it. I told all my people, hey, stay away from it. Don't follow it. Don't bring any attention to it. I don't want anybody to know about it. And everybody did what we were supposed to do. And so a couple days ago, like on Thursday, I think it was, that I said, all right, let's go dress up the social media pages and let's get them ready to get activated on Friday. We go to it and Twitter has us suspended because they thought we were a bot. Because it had nothing, no logo, no nothing, no followers, no tweets, no nothing. So they suspended us thinking we were a bot. So we reached out to them, and they said 2 to 3 days. So I would imagine that by today, the end of business day, tomorrow, we should be done because it's the 2 or 3 days. Technically Friday, Monday, and tomorrow, Tuesday. So I would imagine that it would get unsuspended by tomorrow. And they'll see that everything is legit because the Twitter handle actually has a ton of traffic. That's the beautiful thing of it. So there's all kinds of stuff there where people can see everything going on. So let me see if I have it here. Let's see. There we go. Dismissed. There we go. Onside radio. So see the onside radio? And then you go to tweets and replies. Here we go. And then look, this is the onside radio feed. That's all the reaction already. See? So we got plenty of reaction already. So they're going to see it and they're going to go, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, this is legit. And, you know, we were just waiting. But we're stuck. Zero followers. See? Unfortunately, we can't do anything with it. You know, so we're waiting for Twitter to clear it up for us, and then it'll eventually get done. Not worried about it. It's all right. Hey, listen, this is only our first day. We don't have the Twitter handle, whatever. We just got the website up now, and there's a bunch of tweaking to do with the website. So it just it is what it is. So it just little things that you know, when you start a business. But we've been putting out the live link, so if people want to listen and check it out, they can do it. So it's not a big deal. I love how Chan Gailey's first call for Tua was the same play that he rolled to his left and hurt his hip on. Actually, his first play was a handoff, sir. I'm pretty sure of that. So it wasn't a pass. All right? And let me ask you something. Are you never supposed to call a play to roll out to the right or the left ever again because he had a hip injury? It's you know what? Oh, they're rushing you? Get rid of the damn football. That's all. Don't hang on to it. Get rid of it. Pretty simple. But you're not going to live life scared. Okay, you can't do that. Listen, he and I have got pre-existing conditions. COVID is not good for either one of us. We have worked throughout the entire pandemic. Now, we do all the right things. We mask up. He cleans the tables and everything every time wherever we go, the seats.
This is the first time I haven't cleaned the table, but it's because Inter Miami takes care of it.
Yeah, they cleaned it, yeah.
You know what
they
I mean? But yeah.
You want to know something like crazy that we do here in this stadium? Nobody has sat in those seats except maybe a couple hundred people. They have people that come in every week, and they wipe all the seats down. And it's like, yo, you married a Baker Mayfield or something? What's up with this, bro?
Right.
Like, you know, it's there's like only a few of the seats in the bottom rows.
The Euchre seats, nobody has touched those. Nobody.
And they're like disinfecting the whole stadium, and there's been barely anybody here. Yet they are on top of all of that. And notice, by the way, he has not brought fans in. He just doesn't want the issues. He doesn't want to.
He's not going to listen to Dumb Santis.
Yeah, he's not going to be part of the spreading of all of that stuff. He's like, you know what? To bring 20% in, and we're just doing it for money, and we're putting people at risk. No way. That's
yeah. But you know what? Like you pointed out, many he's local. He's us. Yeah, he cares about the community.
Yeah, he cares. He cares. Miami means something to him. South Florida means something to him. That's why this is so awesome to build Onside Radio with him. It's pretty cool. Let's see. I mean, Changeli called his first throw of his career. That was the last college throw. I loved it. Oh, okay. But you put, I love how Changeli's first call for Tua was the same play that he rolled to his left and hurt his hip on. That doesn't sound positive, Drone Spy. Okay. Now you cleared it up a little bit because maybe you didn't phrase it the way you wanted to, but I get you. I get what you're saying, that you get him over the hump of that play. And you say, it's just another play, and that was a freak play where you got injured. Let's go, man. You're going to have to roll left and roll right, especially left a lot because you're a lefty. So you're gonna be rolling a lot to the left. And he threw a dart to Laird. That was nice.
He had two guys coming at him.
Yeah.
5-6 yards deep in the end zone underneath the goalposts.
Yeah.
That was nice, man.
Yeah, that was nice. Hey, UMB Pitt, 31-19. Nice win for them overall. The only thing that I would have a knock on is that I'm not impressed. And that's the one thing that I would tell you, that I looked at that game and they were playing with two backup quarterbacks. The Pickett kid would have been a pain in the ass for Miami because they wouldn't have settled for all those field goals. Pickett would have made a difference. Remember, Miami secondary isn't anything special either. I'm happy they're 4-1. I'm happy that they won. I was talking about this a little bit on Onside earlier. It's just I have a different standard because I'm old. And I've watched when they were champions. And listen, if you're 30, if you're 25, you almost think that this is normal football for them. And if you're older, you're going to remember the good days, the great days. And you want them to be competitive and maybe even beat the Clemsons and the Alabamas of the world, you know, for their shots at titles and things like that. And I don't know if we're ever going to get there again. I'm not exactly sure anymore that Manny Diaz is the guy. Okay? But I will say, again, I'm happy that they won. But I don't know about some of you out there, but it's not like I felt excited. When they beat FSU, I wasn't excited because I know how bad FSU is. And I know what happened this weekend with North Carolina, whatever.
No, they tried to give that game away, bro.
UAB,
they tried everything to give that game back.
UAB, Louisville's bad. These are things that don't impress me. You know, I need to see, and you're already in year two now, just like Flores is. I need to see more progress than that, to be honest with you. I'm glad that they won. I'm not complaining about the win. I'm not saying that they're a terrible team. I'm just saying I'm not impressed. I need a lot more before I say, dude, Manny Diaz is a difference maker. I know he can be a difference maker as a defensive coordinator. I haven't seen it yet as a head coach. And I'm still waiting for that moment where I say, okay, this is why, you know, at this moment, I almost feel like I'm wrong about Manny. Because I'm one of the ones that wanted Manny. So I'm not going to tell you that
we all wanted him, bro.
Well, I know.
When we got him back, when he came back, we were all excited.
Yeah, you're right. Most of us were excited. You're right about that. But I can only speak for myself. I definitely was a Manny guy. I had the pom-poms out. I thought it was the perfect pick for the Dolphin, for the Hurricanes. But I have to admit, right now, it's not like I'm watching a championship coach develop a championship program. That I don't see at this point in time.
Can you give him a little bit of a – because he dotted every I, crossed every T that needed to be addressed prior to the season.
Yeah.
And the fact that there was no practice, no offseason, no summer, no nothing going in, that maybe give the guy – because we do have a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback. We knew – we were lacking in receivers.
And that quarterback has to play really good teams.
He is what he is. Like
his passing, he's not going to – he's just – he's an athlete, bro.
Right.
You know?
But is it hard to expect a lot considering all the changes?
I'm not expecting a lot. I'm just saying –
The Pittsburgh win should have been better because they didn't have their starting quarterback.
Right. All I'm saying is that so far I'm not impressed with this.
There's no performance.
This 4-1 is not an impressive 4-1 is my point. There's nothing about it that makes me feel like they're going to get to a BCS bowl game or that they can actually compete with the better teams in college football. The upper echelon of the SEC or something, obviously the upper echelon of the ACC is one team, but they can't compete with them either.
Going into the season, what were you anticipating the Canes to be, bro?
Eight wins.
So you're figuring we're on the maybe in the 20 to 25 area at best?
At best. I don't even know if they were a top 25 team.
Well, we're sitting there in the middle teens, man.
Yeah, I know, but it's
– And obviously with teams
conferences missing.
So we might not even be – Yeah. Well, we would be in the top 25 at 4-1, but
maybe
probably on the back end.
Maybe because the wins aren't quality wins. They're not quality wins. You're not scoring on, you know, that's the problem. So there might be a couple of Big 12, Big 10, and Pac 12 teams that could jump.
So where are the teams at the bottom from 26 to 35 that get the little teams?
Yeah,
the mentions.
I can see that. That's what they look like. They look like that team that's 26 to 35. That's what they look like. They don't look like a top. That doesn't look like a top 25 team.
So you get the little print, not the big print.
Yeah. I'm happy that they won, but again, I just expect more.
Realize our standards are jaded
that's a problem.
85 to 90, you know, and then showing back up in the 01, 02, 03, you know.
Yep, Rosendo says, I've told you, Big O, you need to give Manny some time. Even Jimmy Johnson's first year in UM was not impressive. Yeah, but he then built it right away in the second year moving on. And that's the difference, whereas...
Yes, because 84, we were 8-5. We lost to UCLA.
Maryland, right? At the end?
It was one of our losses, but we lost to UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
In the bowl game and put us at 8-5. And that's when he got rid of all the coaches and everything. In 85, we were awesome in 85.
Right. After that, it was
like
they took off.
The very next year, boom.
Yeah, they took off.
Full speed.
Like, you go check his second and third years, and it can't even compare, Rosendo. That's the thing. Manny's already in his second year. And I don't see a team that is impressive. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. This is not an impressive team. In fact, I'll pull it up here for Jimmy Johnson's career stats. I love how they I screwed up. I know that
84 was 8-5.
The racing got in the way. Here we go. College. Where are we at? College. They don't have the record here. Where is it? Where is the damn record for college?
Are you on reference.com, sir?
Yeah, I am, but they've got the NFL, and because it's pro football. Here we go. Coaching. No. But it just doesn't have.
Don't them bastards know you're in the middle of a radio show and don't have time for this nonsense?
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, This is the way I'll do it. There we go. I can put college career. Okay, there we go. Okay, so now, University of Miami, 8-5 in 84, like you said.
Thank you, thank you.
That's right. And then in 86, oh, that's when they lost to the Nittany Lions. That was maybe the best UM team ever, and then they won a national championship. So think about his first year, think about his second year of that team in 86, and then think about the 87 year. Are you kidding me, bro? It's not even close to compare the teams that he had to what we're watching right now, Rosendo. So that's where you and I are going to differ, because Jimmy recruited better players and turned it around a lot faster. A lot faster. So, you know, I'm at the end of this year, I'm going to be close to making some kind of a determination on Manny. Maybe I give him one more year before 5. No way, dude. No way. Once I figure out you're not good enough, I don't want to stick around with you, to be honest with you. And I'm not convinced. I don't know where you see great coaching from Manny. Great head coaching. I don't know. I can't say that I've witnessed it.
Oh, isn't there one problem, though? Miami hasn't paid their coaches really until Rick. That was
right.
The start of it.
Yes.
And Manny, did we not commit to 5, 6 plus?
I think it's more than that. I think it's
okay.
5 years.
And it's over five, ain't it in the 4 to 5 million area?
Yeah.
How are we going to eat that?
No, they won't. They won't.
So we're going to probably end up having to ride out whatever Manny is.
If Mark Rick doesn't give back the money, they would have to keep Rick around. It was Rick the one that stepped down and said, "Nah, you know, here you go." You know, so he has
hurricane interest first,
yeah,
before his own. That's what makes that guy so classy.
Yeah, and you know, the last thing you want to do in this situation is make the mistake of keeping somebody around that doesn't deserve to be around, because it buries your program deeper and deeper every year. Because another mediocre year and another mediocre year. Look what's happened to the UM program now. Look how much harder it is to get out, because you have buried it with another mediocre year and another mediocre year, and it's piled up. It's been bad. I normally, Rosendo, I'm with you. I'd like to give people 5 years, but I can't. Not anymore. They've got to be a proven coach to maybe give them 5 years. But an unproven coach that's never done it at head coach, you need to see something within the first couple of years, or you got to get out. You got to get out. Because the problem is that Miami has been bad for so long now that you can't keep piling on the bad years. You got to erase that memory. You know? That's the problem. All right, we got to wrap it up here on the show. Thank all of you out there, as always, for tuning in, supporting us. Always appreciate it. Our super chatters out there. Steve M., Robert Triana, Duque, Bromar Smelly, Dougie Fresh, thank you all out there, as always, for keeping it locked. We will see you tomorrow. Not exactly sure when.
Did what?
Super Chat!
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
They were fantastic.
Super Chat! Totally fantastic. Thank you all out there. Appreciate you. We will see you tomorrow. Same time. Same place. Because we'll be here at the stadium again tomorrow. But we'll see you tomorrow. You all be good out there and be safe, all right? Thank you as all for supporting us, downloading,
Thank
watching.
Thank you for joining us as always.
You're awesome. See you tomorrow.
You got it.
This is the Big O Show.